For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini-pod.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another mini-pod. I have been a member of Passport America for over a year, and I thought it would be a good time to review the program. Let's start with what Passport America is and what it is not. First, Passport America does not own any campgrounds, but several campgrounds do partner with them to offer 50% off a campsite stay. In fact, there are now over 1,000 participating campgrounds in the Passport America lineup. Sabrina and I have heard about Passport America for several years, but it wasn't until we had the president of the company on the podcast until we joined. The reason for the delay is, well, we thought Passport America memberships were much more expensive than they are, so we never really looked into it. That was certainly our mistake for not doing the research. Memberships start as low as $44 a year. I think Sabrina and I even paid less than that because we signed up with a special offer through the FMCA convention while we were there live. So after a year, was it worth the $44? I would say definitely yes. In fact, the membership paid for itself in only its first use. And within the first 6 months, we signed up for a lifetime membership because they were doing a 30th anniversary rate. So we paid under $300 and we just figured it would pay for itself within 2 years, if not sooner. I would say that the overall membership has been great, but there are definitely things to pay attention to when booking a stay. First, you are going to want to check reviews on the campground that you are staying at. Like I mentioned earlier, Passport America does not own any of these campgrounds, so they are all independent of one another and can really vary on how nice they are. I can say after using the service, we have not stayed at a bad park, but we have avoided some based on Google reviews. My second tip is to use the Passport America app. It has a lot of helpful info when it comes time to book your stay. The most important bit of information is going to be found under Campground Notes. When in the app, choose the campground you want to stay at, then scroll down to Campground Notes. In here, you'll find if there are any blackout dates of when you cannot use the discount. You'll also find if there is a limit on how many nights the discount is good for. Sabrina and I stayed at a campground last week that only allowed one night of the discount. But because of the app, we knew this in advance and were not surprised or disappointed by it. I would say that most campgrounds typically give you a discount for at least 3 of your nights, and some have no limit at all. But it's good to know all of this before you book. Once I find the campground that I want to stay at, I usually call them to make the reservation and let them know that I'll be using my Passport America Pass. They usually ask for our membership number and an expiration date on the card, which currently we have no expiration date because we are now lifetime members. It hasn't been a problem. I just let them know that we're lifetime members and we do not have an expiration date. So now some of our favorite campgrounds are actually part of the Passport America program, like the Coronado Campground in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That quickly became one of our favorite campgrounds because of the way that we can pull in our RV. We have our front windshield facing mountains and the Rio Grande River. It's a really beautiful campground. I even if you're not a Passport America member, I definitely recommend looking up that campground. And if you're not being in the area, stopping by and checking it out. So overall, I believe the membership is worth it. But I would say the best thing to do before signing up is to look and see where are you traveling to, especially within the next year. See if there's participating Passport America campgrounds in those areas and that also get good reviews. If so, then you're going to get your money back in no time at all and start saving on future trips. I will add that there are other benefits to being a member, but Sabrina and I only use the campsite discounts, so that's all I really wanted to speak on. If you'd like to learn more about Passport America, go to the show notes and click the link that we have down there. And if you sign up using that link, you're going to get an extra 3 months of membership. So if you sign up for a year, you're going to get a year and 3 months. If you sign up for 2 years, you'll get 2 years plus 3 months. I hope you found this mini pod helpful. And if you have any experience with Passport America, please leave a comment down below in this episode, letting others know what you think of them. Take care all, and safe travels.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.